Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How are you going?
Kia ora, mate. Very good. Good. Very good.
Excellent.
It's amazing what some fine weather does to the spirits.
That's true. It's true. Yes, it's very pleasant out there, although it's bound to rain tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, we'll be able to go to shops.
You're a realist, Peter.
We'll be able to go to shops from Tuesday midnight next week.
Okay.
So that's something. But you won't be able to go to church. Not next week.
Okay, I'm probably all good with that.
As long as
everyone else is all right.
But what is really interesting is when we hit the 90% and the impact this will have on religious groups.
Mm.
This is the source of massive debates going on within churches at the moment.
Is it like people that aren't vaxxed not being allowed to the church kind of thing?
Or? That's right. So in this traffic light system that we'll all have to get used to. Even at the red light, it is possible for a limited number of vaccinated people to meet in church.
Mm.
Right.
But they have to come with their vaccinated certificates, and those who are unvaccinated cannot meet. Then with the orange light and the green light, there is no limit on the number of people who can attend church who've been vaccinated, but there's strict limits of, now I did look it up before and I've forgotten, is it 25 or 50 for churchgoers, and they've got to be a meter separated from each other.
This isn't specific to church, this is just groups of people, and we're applying it to the... Yeah,
that's right, but I'm just applying it to how it will implicate the churches. Yes, this also includes entertainment venues, movies, and et cetera. And similarly, even at the green level, there are still maximum limits that can meet of 100 of their unvaccinated and a metre apart. Now, the issue for churches, given that there's been a certain amount of debate among religious people on this topic...
Mm.
Is that, you see, while a commercial venue can just, thumb their noses at people who haven't been vaccinated and walk away from them and say, well, we'll only take vaccinated people.
Mm. They're a different party next weekend, whereas the church is they've got one brand.
Yes, and so for churches it's much, much more delicate, especially if there's been sharp divisions in the church over COVID. Now, think, for example, if you're Destiny Church.
Are they going to play ball? That's the question.
Oh, there'll be police at the door, I would think.
Police at the door?
Well, I think the police are bound to attend if they've got any suspicions that a group is not obeying the rules.
Wow.
I mean, it's just too risky. And so the South Auckland churches are going to be under very close strictures that they keep the rules.
Peter, what's to stop them just meeting in a park?
They can do that.
People knocking on them, John. Classic people knocking on people. That's who.
But the government's got
everyone policing each other right now, so that's exactly what's going to happen. So.
Yes, that's right. So if they did that, they'd still have to be a bit careful.
Yeah.
But yes, it would be almost impossible to stop a gathering in the open air, I think. And since we know that clearly Tamaki has access to excellent sound equipment.
Unless it's an obvious anti-vax protest, then you're allowed to do it, basically.
Peter, are there any religious groups who oppose vaccination for religious reasons?
Must be.
Well, it depends how you listen to some of the religious groups. But
depends on the leader, wouldn't it?
Some leaders have clearly come out against vaccination. Others have hedged their bets and said, I'm not prepared to commit myself, meaning probably that they oppose it.
Yes.
Or that significant members of their congregation oppose it.
But there's no religious groups that would typically be able to, under special circumstance, because of religious reasons, have a legitimate reason not to get vaccinated?
Religious reasons.
Under religious grounds?
Grounds have not been allowed. No allowance has been made for religious objections.
Mm-hmm.
This has been quite a topic in the USA, where there are sort of quite significant, big factions of churches that have been publicly opposed to vaccination. Mm-hmm. But I mean, simply think of it this way. Supposing you are a congregation and you're 80 or 90% vaccinated, but you have 10% probably of younger people.
That's exactly what the government wants, so that should be fine, right? That's exactly the ratio that the government wants. So
yes, but that 10% will not be allowed to attend church.
Right.
It couldn't be allowed to attend church because you see, you can't have both sets of regulations there at once.
Yeah.
Either you have 1 meter separation, and some will probably go for the 1 meter separation, but then that will extraordinarily reduce the numbers of people that you could have in a venue, and you're not allowed more under of either 50 or 100 at the green zone. So even Destiny in their huge auditorium would only be allowed 100. There are big issues facing churches, and there are significant debates going on, because I mean, what would you do? My suggestion to one of the churches I was involved in was that the unvaccinated could hang around at the windows and listen in there. Out in the fresh air.
Yeah, well, open air churches is probably the go, isn't it? I mean, considering what we know about the virus.
Well, I don't, frankly, in Auckland, the weather's so unpredictable that I don't want to go to church at the open air. I've got a very comfortable seat. Could you have two gatherings in the one building, one with a kind of relay to the unvaccinated in the back hall or something like that? Maybe solutions like that will be the sorts of things that will be adopted.
Mm.
But I know that very fierce debates are going on in quite a wide range of churches, and especially where the pastor refuses to be vaccinated.
Oh.
Then what will they do? You know,
you get the B pastor who's like always saying those weird jokes that nobody knows what he's talking about. It doesn't quite have the same energy.
Do we know if Tamaki is vaccinated?
No, we don't know.
Well, it's actually none of our beeswax as well.
The only one who stated clearly is Hannah has stated she's not vaccinated.
Yes.
But that was a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if Brian were in fact vaccinated.
Mm.
And you see, his school teachers for a school will have to be vaccinated.
There's a potential here that, and then somebody's texting us, and it is an important nuance to take note of. There is a difference between anti-vax and pro-choice. I think
that's two different
things, you know. I'm a little bit in the Dave Dobbin camp, you know. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yes, and I mean, we're certainly moving rapidly. I can see why that the Twitter is full of accusations that we've become a fascist state.
Right.
Because certainly regulations are increasing by the day of who
it's
must be vaccinated. That's right. And it is a very interesting thing that the civil rights of can always be overridden in a crisis. But if the crisis goes on forever...
Yes.
Will that actually feel like a justifiable denial of civil rights? Will we end up with two classes of citizens? I think, for the moment, we will.
It's one of those things. Unfortunately, we can't. We can only guess what can be if we choose one path. So there is just a void of like, I don't know what might have happened. You know, I guess at this stage, what we're trying to do is, we're going to let this thing free, and we just need to make sure that the hospitals can handle it. That's where we're
just
at right now.
Time.
I'm not getting vaccinated to save John's life or anything like that. It's not. We're not. Don't get mad at someone because they're not vaccinated and they can't come around to your house. It's not about that. It's about the numbers going to the wards. That's really.
That's very reasonable of you, Cam, but it is not the approach that a lot of people feel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's incredible emotions going on within families and within church groups and, you know, in the Twitter feed. Very, very strong language is being employed, and that will invade groups as well.
It feels like a lot of people have forgotten that this is for the most vulnerable.
Community, you mean?
Part of the complexity of the issue is that the most vulnerable are the most resistant to government instruction.
Yes.
And for lots of reasons. They've endured the interfering state endlessly telling them what to do.
They've lived longer with the government.
That's right, precisely. And so they don't view it as a benevolent agency.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's the heart of the problem.
Mm.
And we can't undo that history.
Yeah, it just seems like an impossible mountain to try.
Some of it's kind of important, though, because we are such a forgetful people, you know. So to like just dismiss your elders and what they're thinking, if it is that case, that's kind of foolish, too. So, it's a really interesting thing. I'm starting to think now about the people who will be able to go to church. They're going to get they're going to get more God, aren't they? Because they're getting a bit more bang for buck. It's going to be, if there's only like 100 rather than 300 at the church,
well,
they're going to get a little bit more of a mainline to JC there.
Yes, already, you know, in the rest of New Zealand, church is rationed like that because that's the 100 limit is the limit on places at level two.
Right.
Mm.
And so I believe what's happening is that you have to book in advance to get a ticket to go to a sitting.
Far out.
So it's going to, if you like...
Talk about testing your faith if you're into that thing, eh? Jesus.
That's right, yes. It commercialises the fast, yes. Perhaps the ticket prices could be put up, you know, in order to enable people to get their place in church.
Mm.
Or perhaps you could go to multiple showings.
It's always interesting figuring this stuff out with you, Peter. Even though I'm not sure we really get to the bottom of it, often it's, you know, it's good to talk about it because I think we're getting a lot of texts in. People are...
Peter, do you think there's anything the government could do to contact and, you know, sort of touch base and get their message across to some of these groups which are being reluctant to get vaccinated? Is there any way to earn their trust at this stage?
Well, we've had a very clunky connection between the Health Department of Health and the distrustful groups, partly because the Department of Health is built around professionalism, see. Mm. So it has zero interest in its historic setup, except for files for cranks and quacks and you know, people with crazy ideas.
There's not a lot of room for sympathy there, eh?
That's right. Yeah. And so there's a mode of thinking that means that they have very little way to enter into the world of other people who don't share their outlook on life.
Yeah.
Now, they're trying desperately to change it. And, I mean, it is ironical that they're talking about a new Māori health authority in the restructuring of health that's coming up. Well, there's a mighty lot of work has to be done before a Māori health authority really has the resources to do what it needs to do.
Mm.
And it'll have a sense of disconnect with people at the bottom of the pile who are... I mean, they're not just distinguished by being Māori, of course, by any means. They're distinguished by being poor, by being... viewing the state through the lens of coercive authority.
Well, I always feel separated from church-going people, but I feel like this stuff that's going on right now is probably going to make all that a little bit worse if they can't go and do their thing that they want to do for whatever reason. It will have kind of spill-on effects. I guess we'll just keep an eye on old mate Big Dog Brian Tamaki, because he's going to be flying the strongest flag, isn't it? And we'll just see what he's up to. And then we'll...
And they will be calling persecution, when they really are calling persecution. And persecution... The note of persecution can make people very angry.
Okay. Just remember that God made the people and the people made the vaccine.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And maybe we made the virus too, so just big pat on the back, everyone.
That's right, precisely. A full-orbed picture of the complexities of our world.
It's a beautiful fucking thing that we've made. Eh? Let's sort it out, everyone. Let's clean our shit up. Replace your divots, everyone. Yeah. All right, Peter, thanks so much,
mate.
Very good.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Right, cheers.